The Star Spangled Banner got a good workout at the Olympic swimming pool in Beijing last night, and so did the number three. Three American swimmers won three gold medals in three consecutive races.
Michael Phelps among them, and it was his third gold of the Beijing Games. The swimmers said they were inspired by the dramatic come-from-behind fingertip finish in Monday's freestyle relay. From Beijing, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Every Olympics has unexpected moments we can't possibly imagine and can hardly believe when they unfold. That's what the U.S. Olympic Committee had in mind with this pre-Olympic campaign.
With a nation behind us, with a world before us, and within us all, amazing awaits.
Okay, it is a bit hokey, but listen to what happened Monday. Amazing arrived. In the form of outstretched fingers, the fastest 100 meters ever, and 8/100ths of a second. American Jason Lezak barely beat French swimmer Alain Bernard in the final meters of the 400 freestyle relay. The ripples from that relay flowed into Tuesday for American backstroker Matt Grievers.
I've never seen anything like that 400 free relay in my entire life. It's by far the most exciting sports event, not just swim event, I've ever seen. Really, you know, moved me inside. It made me think, you know, if you want something bad enough, anything's possible.
Representing the United States of America, Michael Phelps.
Inspiration is also found in Michael Phelps, who had two gold medals and two world records going into the 200-meter freestyle Tuesday. In 8 days in Beijing, he's swimming enough prelims, finals, and practice laps to chalk up 30 miles in the water. But Phelps didn't seem tired during the race. Phelps led from the start, gaining a body length on the rest of the swimmers and finishing with a third world record and a third gold medal. It was his 9th Olympic gold in his career, tying another record with track superstar Carl Lewis, swimming superstar Mark Spitz, and two other Olympians. He could break that record tomorrow on his quest for 8 golds in these Olympics.
I'm just about halfway done with my races, and you know, I think the most important ones are really what's coming up. You know, with two possible relays coming up and still, you know, 7 more individual swims, I take one race at a time, and that's the only thing I can do right now.
That's 7 races, including prelims. No wonder Phelps is beginning to sound tired. But the teammates who followed him Tuesday acted anything but. Natalie Coughlin swam 100 meters of backstroke for the 2nd American gold medal of the day.
The U.S. team gained a lot of momentum, and I think part of that came from the men's 4x100 freestyle relay yesterday. It was probably the most amazing swim I've ever seen, and it got a lot of us really, really pumped up for the rest of the meet.
After Coughlin, Americans Aaron Pearsall and Matt Grievers swam their 100 meters of backstroke. Grievers won silver and Pearsall won gold, breaking another world record. Pearsall later analyzed the American sweep of 3 golds in 3 events in just 20 minutes.
It was absolutely a textbook as far as we were concerned. The way Natalie swam, of course, Michael had an absolutely beautiful race. Matt and I sharing the podium together. The U.S. team right now is absolutely snowballing, and hopefully we can keep it up. It's, you know, it's only the beginning of the meet, but we're on the right track.
Next up Wednesday are 2 finals for Michael Phelps, swimming butterfly and a relay. American Katie Hoff also swims twice in freestyle and individual medley events. She's a medal favorite in both. 2 swimmers, 4 finals in 65 minutes. Amazing awaits. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beijing.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.